Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
And welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. In tonight's encore presentation from September 2nd, 2020, Selena discussed communing with the full moon through meditations for healing, well-being, and insight.
This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore full moon rituals. Indeed, this is September 2nd, 2020, and it is a full moon tonight. I'm going to share with you a variety of practices. I'm going to guide some meditations. And part of how I do full moon meditations has been in connection with chants. Attune and commune with full moon. 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 Bright blessings of the full moon. I have connected with the full moon throughout my life, even as a young child. I enjoyed going out and connecting with the beauty of the full moon rising, the beauty of the full moon in the sky. And at times, if I was up early enough, I also got to celebrate the full moon as it was setting. For indeed, with full moon and the sun, they take turns in the sky at full moon time. Over the years, I've developed a variety of practices working with the full moon as part of spiritual life. I think the very first way to attune and commune with the full moon is to make observing the moon a regular part of your life, not just at full moon time when it's definitely visible if you got clear skies, but throughout the lunar cycle, paying attention to the moon as it waxes, the moon as it's full, the moon as it wanes, and then becomes one with the rising of the sun at the dark moon, new moon time. It's also a good idea to pay attention to moon rise along the horizon. Just as the sun changes location throughout the solar year, you will recognize that the moon too. You will see it in different parts of the horizon depending on where you are and when you observe it. Having a regular full moon practice does not have to be complicated. Indeed, you can simply go out at moonrise time and just spend a few moments gazing at the moon as it rises. One of my most favorite of full moon meditations is watching the full moon rise above the horizon. As I do this podcast, I'm live streaming it to my Selena Fox Update Facebook page, the sun is starting to set. And shortly after I complete our full moon meditations workshop, podcast, live stream, I will be watching the moon rise myself. I'm coming to you from my home in the forest in southwestern Wisconsin. And when you live in a forest, you clearly need to find some ways where you can get a good view of the eastern sky to watch that full moon rise. The full moon may appear bigger at different points during the year. There is something called the supermoon. The supermoon occurs when the lunar orbit has the moon closest to the Earth. It actually appears bigger because it's actually a bit closer. So I invite you to consider doing a full moon rising meditation. At least 10 or 15 minutes before the sun sets and the moon is set to rise in your location, I'd invite you to go out to the place that you're going to be viewing and get yourself situated. You might want to have a seat if you prefer that. I often will sit for a time, and then as the moon rises, I will rise up and stand to greet the moon. My full moon rising meditation usually involves me holding my hands up, forming a great cup, some would say, a drawing down the moon position. It's a way of honoring the moon and imagining the light of the moon flowing into myself and my honor for the moon flowing out from me, going to the moon. So that's one way of having a sacred position as you are communing with the rising of the moon. And I like singing to the moon if I'm in a location where I can do that and totally resonate without that necessarily drawing undue attention from people that may not fully understand or appreciate moon honoring. One of the first lunar chants that I wrote back in the 1970s, early on in my priestess life, it was called Diana Chant. I've called it Luna Chant. It has a number of variations. And I'd like to invite you to take a few moments now, and regardless of whether you can see the moon, whether it's actually up, and indeed I can see from the live feed on my Facebook live stream, I'm having people join in our full moon meditations workshop from many, many places. So imagine yourself connecting with the full moon. And if you want to have your eyes open and vision it before you, great. Or you can close your eyes and imagine the moon is before you. Shine your magic power to light our night, O Luna. Shine your magic power to light our night, O Luna. Shine your magic power to light our night, O Luna. And as you sing, or some people prefer to speak that chant or some other, holding your hands up, envisioning the full moon, imagine that illumination flowing down upon you, your whole body, around you. Experience yourself resonating with the full moon. Luna, an ancient Roman name for the moon goddess. And I invite you to use that name, or if you prefer Diana or some other name for the moon. Indeed, my name, Selena, is another name for the moon, and in some traditions, the full moon in particular. And as you imagine the light coming, you're calling to the moon, and you're resonating with the moon as a divine symbol of a sacred force. Some traditions, the full moon is linked with one or more forms of the goddess. Though in some cultures and traditions, the full moon is linked with a god form. Some forms of contemporary Egyptian paganism call upon the god Thoth as the full moon deity to resonate with. In addition to chanting, envisioning the full moon, and resonating with a sacred name, a sacred form, another way to do ritual with a meditative dimension is to work with one or more lunar symbols. I like wearing a moonstone, and I have earrings that are moonstones, and a necklace that is a moonstone. And one of the meditations that I do as I honor and resonate with the full moon, and this is typically at times when I can actually be out in the moonlight, outdoors ideally, but we're in pandemic times, so being able to get a glimpse of the moon from a window or even a computer screen. Indeed, some people live stream lunar shots at full moon time. Imagine the light of the moon flowing into the lunar symbols that you have as part of your full moon meditation. Another lunar symbol is something that's called selenite. It is another sacred stone, and I actually have a selenite wand that was gifted to me when I spoke at a college in Michigan many years ago. You may want to hold the selenite up in the moonlight. You may want to, if it's in a wand form, create a sacred circle as you are out under the moon, casting a circle, envisioning the light of the moon flowing from the selenite wand, and creating a place for ritual and meditation. In addition, another way to connect with the full moon with meditation is to get a chalice, a cup, or a bowl. Fill it with water. Water that you can use as an offering if you choose to do that. Water that you can drink. I have some water in a chalice with a large pinnacle on it. It's a beautiful blue chalice that was gifted to me many years ago. Going out under the moon, holding the chalice up to the moon, envisioning the light of the moon flowing into the chalice. Now, as part of this meditation and this full moon working, you may have a particular focus that you wish to have imparted into the water. I energize this tonight for healing, nurturing, peace, comfort, well-being. Some will hold the chalice up throughout the whole meditation, maybe standing, maybe sitting, envisioning the moonlight flowing upon oneself, flowing into the water. And as that moonlight envisioning happens, to then focus one's attention and intention on the concept, the focus. Full moon, bring healing. 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 Doing a soft-spoken chant, sung or with words, can help focus your awareness and can be a kind of meditation as well. After you have energized the water, if this healing is for yourself, when you feel called to do so, you can meditatively drink the water. Or if you rather, or it can be an and/or, dip your fingers into the energized water and anoint your forehead. You may want to make an image of a circle representing the full moon. You may want to anoint the different chakras or energy points in your body with the water. You may wish to impart the healing water that you've energized not only for yourself, but to share it with the land. You may want to pour it as a libation to the place where you are doing your full moon meditation and ceremony. In group settings, one of the things that I have facilitated in the past is to have a bowl or a chalice of water present in the center of the circle, and when it's used for healing, to have each person speak a name or names of those in need of healing into the center of the circle, directing the words, the envisioning of those in need of healing, connecting with that full moon meditated water, and then having energy raised in the circle to send that healing out. Can be a very simple chant. Be well, be well, be well. And then to imagine that going out to all those whose names have been spoken, whose images have been envisioned, going out to all of those in need. Then what to do with this water that's been used in healing meditations for those in need. Those present could, each bringing their own kind of container, take a bit of that water into their home areas, put on their altar to continue the work. Or the water can be poured into a sacred area. It may be used to water the garden someplace that you wish to impart healing and well-being to, I often will go to a tree after a ritual and meditation and meditatively pour the water to the tree. Indeed, when I traveled around and spoke at a number of conferences over past years, I haven't been doing that in person since early 2020, but in times where I've been traveling around and being at a conference in a hotel, I typically would find a planting or a tree right outside the hotel and have taken the water and actually returned it to nature with blessings. What are some other ways to do full moon meditations? Have a full moon image of some kind, a piece of artwork. It can be a photograph. It can be something that you've created yourself or that you've found in a book, a magazine, on the internet, and to have that image available and to work with that image as part of a full moon meditation. I'm going to describe a mandala of the moon that I have. It has the full moon at the center and then crescent moons around the center and then a star around that in a circle. And for those of you who are watching on my Facebook Live, I have this particular image that I've used for full moon meditations. One of the great things about having full moon imagery in a physical form as part of a full moon meditation, you are able to have that aid as a way of connecting with the full moon if you happen to be having a full moon time where it's very cloudy, rainy, or for some reason you're in a place where you can't see the full moon. So having an actual full moon image that you can have as a meditative aid can be fabulous. If you have tarot cards, the moon can take a lot of different forms depending on the deck, but that particular card, the moon card, could be a kind of sacred full moon artwork. Or one of your decks, if it's an oracle deck, you might have a full moon image there that you really enjoy. If you don't have any actual art, you can take a piece of paper, take a glass, put it on top of it, draw around it, and some scissors. Cut out a circle from some white paper and or silver paper if you prefer that color, and to actually set that on a plain background and use that as a kind of full moon image. So how to work with an image for a full moon meditation? One way to do that is to hold that image in your hands, or if you have it in a picture frame, you can set it before you, and with your eyes open, gaze at that image. Eyes open, gazing at the image. Then closing your eyes and internalizing the image that you're working with. Open your eyes, look at it again, close your eyes, internalize it, and continue to do that several times as you are attuning to the image and essentially you're visually memorizing it. Once you have the image internalized, then be with that for a time. Let that be the focus of your meditation. Connect with the moon as a essence of light, spiritual illumination, transformation, continuing to hold the image of the moon before you. And as you do so, imagine that the moon, through this imagery, brings to you a message. I invite you to work with this meditation right now if you are in a place where you can do so. Hold an image of the full moon in your mind's eye. If you can close your eyes and internalize that for a few moments. And sometimes those who are new to meditation find it really helpful, and even some longtime meditators will use a word or a phrase to focus one's attention. Attune and commune with full moon. Attune and commune with full moon. Attune and commune with full moon. Imagining the full moon now, speaking those words, the tune and commune with full moon, or you can just simply use the phrase full moon. Become one, resonate, immerse yourself with the image of the full moon. Continue to do this. Taking deep, slow breaths, letting all of your attention resonate with attuning to the moon, with the imagery, with whatever word or chant that you're using. This is creating something called an alignment, a divine alignment, which will strengthen existing connections with the spiritual dimensions of the full moon. Continuing to connect. And now, invite the full moon as you are resonating with it to bring you a word, a phrase, a symbol in the next few moments. Envision it. Connect with it. Make a note of it. And let your focus now include repeating that word, that phrase, or envisioning that symbol that you've received. Taking deep, slow breaths. And then as you feel complete with that, give thanks to the moon. And it can be a wonderful practice to have some kind of journal or a way that you can make a note of what guidance you received. That guidance itself can be used as a meditative focus on other occasions. This is an example of working with the moon not only as the actual moon that's around planet Earth, but the spiritual dimensions of the moon, forging a strong connection with the moon. The moon can also, as I mentioned before, be linked with one or more forms of divinity. There are some plants that are connected with the full moon. Moonflower is one such plant. It actually opens at night and closes during the day. Some say that the Artemisia family of herbs are lunar herbs. And one of my most favorite of the Artemisias is mugwort, Artemisia vulgaris, or the common mugwort. Mugwort got its name, its common name, wort, Old English for herb, and mug, something you drink from. Indeed, mugwort was used in brewing, and it makes a really amazing tea. Some people will use a preparation of mugwort tea as a meditative focus. Preparing a mugwort tea at the time of full moon, and then under the full moon, sipping the mugwort. And here you not only have a resonance with the moon itself, but with the moon that is aligned with an herb that has been associated with the moon across cultures, around the world, and through time. I especially work with mugwort under a full moon. Drinking a mugwort tea, or by energizing it, you may call it a mugwort potion, is an amazing practice for full moon adherence. Mugwort has a variety of properties. One of its properties is to enhance intuition, psychic ability, the ability to have an inner knowing. And working with mugwort in a liquid form, or burned as an incense, or putting dried twigs in a sacred fire, or working with the fresh or dried herbs and rubbing them in one's hands, inhaling the aroma. There's many different forms of mugwort that can be used in connection with full moon meditations and rituals. Many people know about mugwort and its associations with dreams. Another kind of full moon meditation is to gather some mugwort from your herb cabinet, or if you have some fresh, you can gather it fresh or work with it dried and create a small pillow out of the mugwort leaves and flowers. You don't really want the twigs in it. You want the mugwort itself. I prefer to use dried mugwort for a mugwort dream pillow that I'm going to be using over time. The fragrance within the dried leaves will continue to release the aroma of mugwort. So being able to work with the scent of mugwort, the feel of mugwort, the energy of mugwort itself can be a really powerful full moon meditation. You can keep a mugwort pillow under your pillow. I actually have some that are fairly small, and or you slip it under your pillowcase or set it next to your bed. That's another way of working with the power of the full moon in a meditative way. Before going to bed on full moon night, taking that mugwort pillow, smooshing it, letting the aroma of the mugwort come into yourself, and as you meditate, invite the spirit of mugwort and the magic of the full moon to aid you in your dreaming, in your sleeping. You can add another dimension to that meditation, which is a dream incubation meditation. And with this, in addition to asking for a blessing on your sleep and dreaming, you may choose as part of a meditation to ask for a dream to come to you on full moon night by creating a phrase, repeating that over and over. Bring me guidance for my life. It can be very open-ended and general like that. Or what many people find especially effective is to actually have a series of full moon meditations about different choices. And so full moon is tonight, but yet I'm celebrating it for three nights. Why? I love the full moon. And because part of my life's work includes not only doing full moon work myself, personal practice, but facilitating full moon experiences for others. I had a full moon circle last night in a Zoom. We tried to Facebook live stream it, but had some technical difficulties. Hopefully next month we'll be back to being able to live stream it again. Tonight I'm doing this podcast workshop, and then tomorrow night I have yet one more full moon celebration. So if you're going to be working with a mugwort pillow for dream incubation, and let's say you are in an educational experience, say that you're at the university and you are looking to figure out some courses to take, and you have it down to a couple, but you're really undecided. So you can do a three-night full moon meditation with mugwort dream pillow approach. On the first night, you pick choice number one. You imagine yourself, as you hold that dream pillow before you go to bed, putting into action. You're going to take a particular course as you hold the pillow, and you envision yourself taking that course. You totally immerse yourself in that, and then you put forth, as you conclude your meditation, I call to the powers of the full moon and the mugwort. Guide me tonight. Bring me a dream. Give me a message about this choice. Envisioning yourself taking that course, then as you prepare to go to sleep, you put the mugwort pillow under your pillow. And as you drop off to sleep, bring me guidance on this choice in a dream. May I remember the dream. May I understand the dream upon awaking. Have a pad of paper available and a pen or some other way to note this. Have it by your bed with a pen. As you wake up, write down whatever comes to you. Set it down, even if you may not have a full dream or fully understand it, make a note of it. The next night, in like fashion, calling on the full moon, under the full moon, working with the mugwort pillow, calling out for guidance on another choice. So here again, you envision yourself taking this other course and totally immerse yourself in that. And then as you put the pillow under your pillow, may I get guidance about this course as a choice. May I have a dream. May I remember the dream. May I understand the dream when I awake. And then as you wake up, write down whatever you remember. And if you don't remember anything, write down what your experience has been with sleeping. Just let some free-form writing come out. Okay, well, I was talking about two choices. What are you going to do on the third night? Well, I think it's really important if you're doing full moon meditations that on particular choice-making that you add to your choice-making what I call another option. Here, you would envision yourself putting forth the request that some other choice rise up, guidance for something you haven't really been considering. And then as you do that in like fashion with the dream pillow on the full moon night, the third night of the full moon, I will have a dream. I will remember the dream. I will understand the dream upon awaking. In like fashion, you make a note of what has happened, and then, having completed three nights, then have a time set aside, give yourself at least half hour, maybe 40 minutes, where you sit down and you look at each of the nights that you've done this dream work. See what your sense is about the two choices you were already aware of, and then this other choice. And sometimes what happens when you do this form of meditation, which is a overtime meditation, you may indeed find that you have something rise up in your consciousness that hasn't even occurred to you before. Now, dreams have a lot of different imagery and sensations and things, and indeed, I did a whole series via podcast, which we have archived at the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast site. So if you haven't yet into my Divining Dreams series, I invite you to do so. And you may find some helpful information if you're interested in dream meditations. Often what is sufficient is to take a look at how you slept and what your emotionality is when you wake up after you've done an incubation on a particular choice. Now, I would not rely just on this one method for getting guidance. However, in combination with not only rational analytical analysis, but also journal writing, forms of meditation, all of this can be really helpful. As you can tell, those of you who are watching me, the sun is setting, which means that the moon is going to be rising soon. So I'd like to guide a meditation before we conclude tonight. And as I said before, the divine as moon can take a lot of different forms. I would like to guide you in a meditation at full moon time for communing with the moon in the form of a full moon goddess. So I invite you to take a few moments now, get comfortable. I'm going to play a singing bowl as a way of preparing ourselves for this guided inner journey. If you're in a place where aren't able to lay down during this meditation, then I would invite you to access this again when it's archived. If all goes well, this will be archived on my Selena Fox Update Facebook page as a video, and it will be archived on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast archives that is up at the Circle Sanctuary website. You go to www.circlesanctuary.org. You click on CSNP. It'll take you to our whole schedule. Look at the schedule for Nature Spirituality and look specifically for this Full Moon Meditations podcast. And that would be a way that you could connect with this later. I'm going to play the singing bowl, and I invite you as I do so, those of you who are able to do the meditation right now, get comfortable, relax. Now envision a circle of light being around you. Imagine the full moon above you. And as you close your eyes, are comfortable, imagine the full moon overhead, moonbeams coming down upon you. And then imagine that you are gazing up into the disk, the orb that is the full moon, and in the center of that orb is a face starting to form. It is the full moon goddess in the form of full moon mother. She is there looking upon you. Spend a few moments now in meditation, envisioning the face of the full moon mother in the disk, in the orb, in the sphere that is the moon above you. And as she smiles, you experience a ray of light coming down from the moon on you, which is a blessing from the full moon mother, feeling that power, that energy coming down, touching you, surrounding you, being with you. And the full moon mother gives you a message now and a sensation of being nurtured. Experience her nurturing power flowing into you, feeling comforted, full of her power, that's soothing you, that's enhancing your vitality. Let the full moon mother, as nurturing mother, flow into you, be around you. And now pay attention to what message or messages she brings to you. What is something specifically that you can do to enhance your well-being? Pay attention to what comes to you. And give her thanks. Focus on the full moon mother. As you do so, she now continues to send light and power to you. She transforms from the nurturing mother to the inspiring mother. Moonbeams, sparkling light, now flows from the full moon into you, around you. Resonate with her creative power. You connect with her creative power, her energy, her inspiration. Experience yourself glowing like the moon, glowing with light, gazing into her face as inspiring mother. And now in the next few moments of quiet, closing your eyes more fully, pay attention to what rises up within you, that part of you that is creative, that's alive, that's energized. And invite the inspiring, creative, full moon guidance. Invite that goddess to bring you a message about ways that you can build with that inspiration. Focus on that moment and give thanks. Finally, as you gaze up once again to the full moon and the goddess, face full moon. This appears empowerment. And you feel rays of moonlight radiating all around the moon. Feel her power now coming into you. Feelings and energy and awesome and can do. Faith. Feel the power of the mother power. Let that be within you, whatever gender you. And those of you who are on the podcast and those of you who are on the live Attiki sound. Well, maybe the power of the full moon goddess being able to be manifest with some energy. This, the mystery of goddess as mother, powerful mother. Feel the power from the full moon being in you and around you. And in the next few moments of quiet, call to something that you would like an energy for in your life. Reflect on that as you conclude the meditation and feel the power of the full moon guiding you. Taking a few moments now over three dimensions of the full moon mother, she who nurtures, she who inspires, she who empowers. As you gaze in your mind's eye to the full moon and to the full moon mother, give thanks. Give thanks. On which of these three aspects would like to do some additional work with long after the task is complete? Oh, Moon Mother, join me. Oh, Moon Mother, we thank you. Oh, Moon Mother, we thank you. Oh, Moon Mother, we thank you. The full moon. The full moon as the moon in the sky, moon as the spiritual dimension of lunar magic that's within us and around us on this full night. Full moon as other divine transgender. Full moon. And we have with full moon. These are just a few of the ways in full moon. I invite you to continue your full moon meditations and celebrations tonight and in moon times to come. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for watching. And if all goes well, these will be archived. So if you know of others who may appreciate or want to connect, you can invite them to connect with after it's typed up at the link where the podcast is after broadcast. It will be available listening on demand. And after I complete the Facebook live stream, it too will be available. So we give for the full moon, give thanks for being part of your full moon celebrations tonight. Where can you get some more information about full moon celebrations, meditations, and rituals? I have a YouTube channel, Selena Fox, and you can go to that channel and connect with some full moon chants. Easy to sing full moon chants. Most of the chants I create are fairly simple and easy for people to speak or sing regardless of musical experience or ability. Why do I make them simple? When I'm doing large group ceremonies, it's more universal and allows us all as a group, whether we're in cyberspace or in non-pandemic times, in large groups face-to-face, it's a good way for us all to connect together. Check out social media, not only my Instagram and my Twitter, Selena_Fox, and my Selena Fox Updates Facebook, but Circle Sanctuary itself has a YouTube channel. If you aren't yet connected with that, I invite you to go there and subscribe. Some of my workshops are there, and there's workshops and rituals that I've done and other people have done that are part of the Circle Sanctuary community. So that's a great place to be able to connect time release with some of the things that we have available. It's available for free. I also invite you to check out some of our other podcasts. I'm just one of a team of podcasters. I give thanks to David and Jeanette Ewing, Circle Sanctuary ministers from Northern Virginia that do the engineering for this show and management. I also invite you to connect with Deborah Rose and Circle Talk, which is a couple times a month on Tuesday nights, and discussion and connect with David and Jeanette's moon magic. Indeed, you'll have a chance to do more moon magic tomorrow night on the Moon Magic podcast. And Laura Gonzalez, who is also part of our Circle Sanctuary ministry team, and she not only has a Monday night lunatic day and in Spanish alternating weeks, but she has Pagans of the World podcast and broadcast in several languages on Saturdays. And so check out our podcast and check us out on social media and the web. And until next time, may you be safe, may you be well, and may you be in tune with the moon throughout the lunar cycle. So be it. Happy full moon.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be poor me with a stiff whiskey crutch?
Oh.
Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much.
Oh.
And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car. In the cold, it's just me and the moon tonight. Me and the moon tonight. And I'll find my way before daylight. Just me.
Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.